This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's like 100 different ways to intro her. Because she is that accomplished, Dibs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Chairman of the board for the Big Three.
Number one contributor to the Dibley Family Swear Jar, 2006, 7, and 8.
I would have had that further down the list, but it is not inaccurate.
Sorry.
Analyst, CBS Sports, NFL, and of course, the former CEO of the Raiders. But what I always like to put at the top, Amy Trask, is America's foremost expert on dogs and ice cream. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, can we add cats and other animals as well? And no, you're not wrong on the dogs or the ice cream. But I got to tell you, I kind of like the swear jar ones being near the top of the list.
Okay.
As you should.
I get it.
I mean, yeah.
And I did laugh aloud when you said that, Dibs, because at one point, if you recall, when you introduced me to the concept that every time I swore during a Raiders game, I would have to contribute to the swear jar, I think I took out like a 20 and just put it in advance and said, I think this is good for a while, right?
Yeah, those are facts. Those are facts. It was early third quarter and we were in a tight ball game, so I could appreciate it. You know, it was tense.
Yep, those were, and I was honored to contribute to the swear jar.
I love it. You're like, here's a 20. That'll cover the third quarter. Yeah. Amy Trask. By the way, I can think of maybe some profane words of surprise coming out when people hear about the four-point shot. What is the four-point shot?
Well, we put that in the first year of the Big Three. You can hit a four, and there are on the court three circles. And if you got a body part touching the circle, you got a foot in the circle, swoosh, or is it swish? I always forget.
Either one works.
Okay, good. In goes that ball, you get 4 points. We also have a new rule. We brought it in a couple years ago, not at the beginning of the league. Bring the fire. If there's a foul and you want to challenge the foul, bring the fire. Go one-on-one with the person who the alleged foul was committed, and see if you can get out of that foul.
It's incredible. It's jurisprudence at the highest of levels. You know, we don't need a voir dire or a long pretrial. Let's just cut right to the chase.
Oh, and by the way, when we do free throws, it's 1 for 2.
Yeah.
You're not sure, you know, it's just 1 for 2. A lot of fun rules.
No, I was telling Mark earlier, Amy, that I'm in on the Big Three. I watch it. It comes on. I enjoy it. What's it been like this year where it's not a novelty new thing anymore? It's an established part of our summer viewing.
Well, you know what? Thank you for noting that. I think that's a special point to make. A lot of leagues start and don't last even a year or two. We've seen the USFL come and go, and now it's back. The XFL come and go, and now it's back. The World League never came back. This is our fifth season, and I think that's really, you know, quite a statement about the league and the passion and the commitment of Ice Cube and Jeff Quantinitz, who founded it. Clyde Drexler, the commissioner. And by the way, it's the fifth season, notwithstanding that we had to do a hard, hard shutdown for one entire season due to the pandemic. And as we know, that wreaked havoc on a lot of businesses. But we came back last season and we're in our fifth season. And it's, as I said, Cube and Jeff founded the league. They are tremendously passionate about it. They work like fiends, and I use fiends as the highest compliment. And here we go, season 5.
We got a lot of Jason Richardson fans still bouncing around here in the Bay, obviously, Amy. And I know that he was one of the best players in the league last year, kind of setting him up for what's coming next this year. What can you tell Jason Richardson fans about what they're missing if they haven't checked it out yet?
Well, I can tell you that he's off to another good season. I can also tell you there's a lot of other Bay Area guys involved with the team. Gary Payton is the coach of a team. Rick Barry is the coach of a team. And, you know, there's one other thing to note about our coaches, if I may. But as to Jason, terrific, terrific. Whether you love Jason or Gary or Rick or people not from the Bay Area, we've got a lot of exciting players. Joe Johnson, Katino Mobley, Elijah Stewart, Gerald Green. But as to our coaches, you know, a lot of businesses these days are talking about things. The Big Three isn't just talking. When we made Clyde Drexler the commissioner going into season two, we had to replace him as a head coach. So I remember sitting with Cube and Jeff Quantinus and Clyde and saying, how about Nancy Lieberman? And not one of those men batted an eye, an eyelash, whatever it is you bat. I guess an eyelash.
Right.
Yeah,
not one of them batted an eyelash or gave a second thought to the fact that Nancy was a woman. They thought only about Nancy, the basketball player, her coaching, gravitas. Nancy joined us. Year one, she wins the championship and is voted coach of the year by all the players and coaches. Well, year two, we expand. We bring in Lisa Leslie as a head coach, wins the championship her first year as a head coach, voted coach of the year her first year as a head coach. My point being, a lot of businesses are talking about these things. Big Three's doing them.
Yeah, it's remarkable to see, and it shouldn't be remarkable because it's something that men and women can both do equally. In that vein, Amy, which of the Big Three sports do you think has the best opportunity for a woman to break through and be that head coach? Is it football, basketball, or baseball?
That's a great question. I would say right now, although we're seeing progress in all the sports, basketball has had a pipeline for a bit longer. We saw what Popovich did many years ago with Becky. There are some football teams, the 49ers are one of them, that have created pipeline for women. The Chargers are another. And, of course, baseball teams are doing so as well. Look, you guys know, you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a head coach. You need to work your way up to that position. In football, it's from an assistant coach to a coordinator to a head coach. Similarly, in basketball and baseball, you work your way up. And by the way, that's the same in the front office. So the fact that teams are creating pipelines is very important. And I'm really proud to be associated with the Big Three, where we already have two women head coaches coaching alongside men.
Amy Trask, she puts money in the swear jar. She knows about animals, ice cream, football, Big Three, all of it. Analyst, CBS Sports, NFL. I want to go to that side of your world for a second, Amy, and get your thoughts for sure on what we're going to see unfold with this Deshaun Watson situation starting tomorrow. Just because of the rooms you've been in, where do you think this is going? What should be the resolution in your mind?
Well, I think there's two separate questions. What will be the resolution and what should be the resolution? And those two won't necessarily be the same. I'm still somewhat stunned, and perhaps I shouldn't be, but looking at this through a front office perspective, that the Cleveland Browns would have committed the draft picks and the financial resources they committed to making this trade, because they made a trade. They gave up a lot in resources. They've given up a tremendous amount of money in guarantee in a contract. And by the way, the structure of that contract clearly had in mind that he might be suspended for some or all of this season. So it perplexes me, putting aside every issue then other than looking at this as a business person. What the heck were they doing? And look, I get it. What they were doing was thinking about what they wanted to do on the field. They weren't giving a darn about anything else. But I don't know what the outcome's going to be. There's the league process. We know now that the Texans have been sued under the theory of respondeat superior. Yeah, this girl went to law school.
Thank you for respondeat superior.
Yeah, respondeat superior.
I thought I was winning the interview with Voidir, but you just won up me, Amy.
Well, you know, I kind of like that we're doing this interview and we're exchanging Latin phrases. I was going to note before I got off that voir dire usage, and thank you for the, you know, kind of a little love for my respondeat superior, and thank
Incredible.
You, Mom and Dad, for, thank you for law school, Mom and Dad. But look, the theory being a business can be responsible for actions taken by an employee in the course and scope of that business. So now, in addition to the league process working out, we're going to see another lawsuit, this time against the Texans. And it'll be interesting to see if the league is dragged into that lawsuit.
That's a fascinating way to look at it because, you know, he acts under the guise essentially as being an employee because he's getting massage because he's a football player, and that becomes an outgrowth of what his common duties as a pro football player?
Well, it's beyond that. If, you know, set that aside, because there are arguments on both sides of that equation, but set that aside, it has been alleged, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, it's very problematic for the Texans. It's been alleged that they provided an NDA for him to bring with him to have the people massaging him sign. It's been alleged that they've provided hotel rooms. I don't know if any of that's true. Those are allegations. You know, but they're serious allegations. And by the way, I don't know how much time you have. I'm just warning you right now, before we get off this call, I have got to tell you something about Gary Payton because it ties into the swear jar.
Absolutely. And we have until Niners camp opens.
Yeah, my next question, my next question, Amy, was going to be, do you have anything to tell us about Gary Payton?
Yeah, you know, it's like you and I are on the same wavelength, which might scare you, and really it should. If we're exchanging brainwaves, you may want to be scared. Well, you know, we started the conversation with Dibs talking about the swear job. I'm very proud of it. Was very proud, I thought, in advance to put in that 20 for the third quarter to cover it all. Well, Gary Payton is one of our head coaches. First year of the Big Three, it was suggested that Gary Payton and I go one-on-one for who trash talks more. And then everybody decided I would win, hands down, not even close. So we didn't have the competition.
Ooh, and how did he react to that? I mean, like the walk-off, you don't even need to play the game?
Well, I thought it was a walk-off. I'm not sure he agreed that it was a walk-off. But I do think I could take him.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
No one's messing
and
up.
By the way, while we're talking about Gary Payton and, of course, what his son just accomplished with the Warriors, one of the most touching things I saw was the exchange between Gary and his son, both the exchange at the time of the games and then the things that were shared publicly thereafter. Just a wonderful, wonderful moment for Gary and his son.
I couldn't agree more. And just to see GP1 on the bus was pretty fun for Warrior fans. But you look at this organization and the way they do things. Obviously, they win, but it seems like owners who give resources and put people in positions to do their job and kind of leave them alone, should it really be this hard? And I'm kind of looking at the Washington Commanders as an example.
Well, that's a good example, but I will tell you it goes beyond sports. I think that every business, you want to take your best people and best position them to be their best. And in sports, I think, and I've long said, the best coaches best position their best players to be their best. They don't try to cram them into roles for which they're not suited. They don't say, here's my scheme, you have to fit in it. They design a scheme around those players. And I'm going to say something that may anger some Bay Area listeners. I think that's why Bill Belichick is the best, he's one of the best. I think he's the best head coach in the NFL. Because he best positions his players to be their best, and that's what Steve Kerr does with the Warriors. To your point, that's what Warriors ownership does with the organization as a whole, and no, that's not happening with the Washington Commanders.
Well, speaking of people who know exactly how to be in the best position to succeed, I go to Amy Trask because it's summertime. That means ice cream at the end of every day. I was in Tahoe over the weekend and enjoyed some Ben & Jerry's dirt cake. Have you ever had that before?
Of course.
Okay.
Any Ben & Jerry's I haven't had. Although I will tell you, I don't like the plain flavors like vanilla.
Right.
I like things in it. I like swirls and twirls and bits and chips. And I want to tell you two men something. If ever we are in the same location, whether in Southern California, the Bay Area, or otherwise, I want to take you two out to ice cream because we're going to keep this our little secret because it's not like we're on the radio or anything.
Right.
You two are my favorites.
Oh,
that's so great.
I mean, the bucket list is overflowing right now, Amy.
We're going to do ice cream, man. Oh, on me, my treat.
Oh, my gosh. It just keeps getting better. Amy, let's end this conversation while it's at its apex. We're putting that on the calendar, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I miss you, too.
Miss you too,
come
Amy.
Come on back, yeah. Amy. You've always got a home here.
Well, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.